The Shia will dedicate Leila Nishmas Goyen Moreno of Shlomo Fisher Zatzal. So I was zeichet to be the Leonard Itri in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, 1971-72. This is a relatively young Rosh Hashiva. And every week I heard a Shia call it a name. Rav Shlomo Fisher was a giant beyond giant. Besides being a member of the illustrious Fisher brothers, if I can use such a lashon, I was there to hear his brother, Dayan Fisher, countless times. He has to go to Yishav Zahor of Russia, his two drashot. But he, going to Rav Shlomo Fisher, whenever I used to ask him a question, tell me, speak to my brothers. They're the real Amdonim in Ukraine. Rav Shamati, we pin Kocho a number of times. He had a broad array of interests. He was familiar with every manga at that time that was published by Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. The only Rosh Yeshiva of that ilk who had any clue as to who Rav Soloveitchik was. And then he told me once he found out that I was a student of Rav Soloveitchik, I was a very young man, so he had many stiras and many questions, both halachic, philosophic, hashkafic, and Rav Soloveitchik's writings. At that time, there were not many, many writings, but there were a fair number of articles that he read thoroughly. And then he proceeded to compare Spinoza and a few other philosophers. That's where he was, HaGoyen Rav Shlomo Fisher. I can't even measure his goodness in Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Kol Torah Kula, which was nothing short of being absolutely beyond belief. He stayed in the yeshiva the whole week. He only went home on Erev Shabbos. I don't know what the situation was the last number of years. And then he told us, don't follow my example. That's for sure. He told us very clearly in a number of shmuzin that he said over. You think that you're going to just abandon your wives and your family and do that, which I did? I do it. I'm an Eisnam. I'm an exception to the rule. But it's not the norm, and those who are there for those who are here. When the Rashiva would say Shia, I'm going to Mordechai Elephant, that's how. So the Rashiva had the following style. He learned in the Briska Maseret. So every Shia clothing, which was once a week, so there was the Mizrach Rant that was absolutely dazzling. That's how I can describe it. The youngest was I'm going to Tzvi Kushalevsky, Shashem Yarchiom Vishnoisim. He was the youngest in the crew. And then there was Hagoyna Michal Zilba, Shlita Shashem Yahyam Babishnaisam. They were youngsters, they were in their 30s, these people. You remember. And then there was the rest of the crew, Hagoyna Shmuel Oyabach Zatzal, Rosh Kedel. And so I don't want to say what happened, but more or less in the Shia Klobi, here's what happened. The Shashiva would ask, would take a suya that we were learning, whatever Masechet it was, would ask 100 kashers on it from all over the place. And tie into everything with Tzvei Dinim. So I, who grew up on Tzvei Dinim, but it was clear that the Tzvei Dinim did not necessarily answer all the questions fully, comprehensively, didn't always fit in. And he was under blistering attack by whom I will not mention which of the Rashi Yeshiva attacked him frontally, a frontal assault that was that we came actually just to be nene from the Titans that were at work. That's essentially what would happen. We didn't have a clue what was going on in terms of the content of the shiur itself. Maybe Rav Shlomo did, but I did not. And so there were several titans who attacked him, and there were two individuals who always defended the shiur. One was HaGoyen Rav Shlomo Fisher, that's all. And the other was HaGoyen Rav Shmuel Orbach, the oldest son of Rav Shlomo Zalman. They were his defense attorneys of no value. No matter what he said, they came to his defense. And there were others, I alluded to one or two of them a moment ago, they were on the attack. They were sharp beyond sharp. It was a group of a dazzling array of Rosh Yeshiva. I never saw such a display on the Mizrach Rant in my entire life. It had a massive impact on the whole Yeshiva. At that time, when I was there, there were 500 guys, and Rosh Yeshiva Fisher was readily accessible. You could answer, you could ask him the entire day, 24/7, he was in the Yeshiva, in his room, he had a little room. If you remember, almost like a, I don't know if you call it a dorm room. It was probably about one third of the size of this room. That's where he sat. He was in Beis Medrash, or he sat in the room, he sat and learned. and he was always successful. He was outstanding. I'm not in the position to measure godless of this caliber from a different generation. He was Mishamish Biskov. He himself was Mishamish Biskov. There's a number of famous Shtickel Torahs that are said over in his name that he told Biskov as a very young man. Remember Alezayil, remember the Yeshiva, all three brothers learned from the Yeshiva, Alezayil Finkel, and I was able to only know two of them, Lodayan, Zatzal. I have a lot of stories about him. One day I'll tell the stories, but you might not be able to weather and navigate these stories. But he was a giant. There's no way we can possibly quantify and measure godless of this ilk with such a broad, panoramic kind of vision, such an openness. And he was a Borsish and a Marutina. He read everything, including he was shokua in philosophy. I don't think maybe 2 or 3% of the yeshiva knew it. I hadn't done it. I have a bit of background in philosophy. I used to discuss it with him. I had the audacity to go and approach him and found that he was shokua in it, kiilu. It was Ashriya Shem Esepafein. Amazing. His not only approachability, accessibility, but his openness from a different door, from a different era. Yei Zichro Baruch. I'm going to talk about tonight an issue which is, my father was into this issue, and so I felt I may as well approach it. Even though there's no one theory that satisfies the issue, and we're talking about the names of Yaakov and Yisrael. There are 9 theories that I'm familiar with. That's in the names of Yaakov and Yisrael. 9. There are many more. They're bound. I'm just going to share with you 1 or 2. And we'll read the Psukim. So let's take a look at the Psukim. Starting in Bereshis, Berachah Beis, Vayesed. Actually, the beginning of Vayishlach, I'm sorry. Vayishlach Psukim, Chavches Chavtes, when Yaakov has the struggle with the Malach. I always was puzzled for the last several decades. They sing this at Chassanes. I have what to say about it, but it's not for this year. I would hope that the Chassanes is not a potent of a Mavak called Achayim. I don't think that's the intention. But what is the intention? So, I always dash it. My father thought the intention was the word levado, that because the Torah says that lo tov adam levado, so my father connected those two dots and thought that's what the Torah was telling us. By Yavaster Yaakov levado, that's not a healthy thing in a marriage. Marriage requires, of course, it's a bris of two people, as the Gemara says, both in Sanhedrin and the end of Gittin, that she is considered to be. That's the role of a wife. I wrote an article about this in Pashas Kisetse, in Shai Lohavim, which has yet to appear. But anyway, that's where that dialectic appears. You both a chaver, a person's close to the chaver. There's a covenantal commitment. There's a contractual commitment as well that's involved. So take a look at the psukim.
I don't know
what it is. First, and then the Torah continues. Vayomer shalchemi ki lo ashocha vayomer lo ashecha hal ki yimberachtoni vayomer lo ashmecha vayomer Yaakov vayomer lo Yaakov yomer o chimcha ki yim Yisrael ki sarisa yim elokim yim anashim batuchom. So notice the change that takes place from Yaakov to Yisrael right over here. And vayishal Yaakov vayomer hagidu lo ashmecha yomer zet nishal b'shmi vayivarech oso shom. So my father Shom was bothered by Akasha that lo Yaakov yomer o chimcha, and yet you take a look, next few psukim, the name Yaakov occurs a fair number of times. So my father answered the kasha by referring to psukim that are found in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Tes. There the Torah says, Vayera Elokim al Yaakov, O Revo, Mepad al Aram, Vayera Chaso, Vayera Elokim, Shimcha Yaakov. The Gemara has at the end of the first Perek in Brachas, well-known Gemara, Kol HaKorei, anyone who calls Abraham, Abraham, O Vivasei. His name was changed. And whoever decides to use the original name is Avivasei. Abraham is Av HaLom Goyim, universal father of mankind. Yes. Halachic relevance, Mishnayis and Bikurim and the like. Abraham is Av Aram, particularistic. So that is obviously an Issa, an interdiction. But here, Shimcha Yaakov. I just thought we said, Lo Yaakov, Yeomer, O Chimcha, Ki Yisrael. My father asked, so my father, the Daik on the Psukim, Here it says, Lo ye omer, Lo Yaakov ye omer o chimcha. But here it says, Lo yikare shimcha o Yaakov. That's not what the Rav is saying. V'yesh la'avchin ben amir o likri. I'm not going to discuss that now because otherwise it'll take away the whole shir. So another occasion. Ki Yisrael yikra shimcha, v'yikra shimcha Yisrael. The verb here is kriya, as opposed to the verb amira. And therefore, the earlier interdiction was simply Lo ye omer. But now, Lo yikare. What does that mean? Lo yikare. Again, we find Yaakov and Yisrael. I'm going to show you momentarily. I don't even have to do that, but I'll do it anyway because it's very significant. So take a look. And now we'll just get a bit of a survey from Yutes all the way to Chaf Beis. By Thomas Rachel. Right over here by Yishlach. By Tigomer, by Derech HaFras, by Yibes Lachim. By Yatsid Yaakov, Matzei, by Akurasa. By Yatsim, by Kuras Rachel. A second later. By Yisai Yisrael, by Yitalom. A bit later, by Yibishko Yisrael, by Aratzai. What's going on here? Beyond that, when the children of Yaakov indicate to Yaakov Avinu after the entire saga in Egypt that Yosef is still alive. So before Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, look in Perek. Menhei, Perek Menhei, it's in Parshas Vayigash. Sukkim Chav Zayin Chav Ches. So then the Torah says, "Vayidavu Elavest Kol Dibrei Yosef Asher Dibrei Alem Vayarasa Agalos Asher Shalach Yosef Vasei Soso Vatchi Ruach Yaakov Avien." And the next pasuk, "Vayom Yisrael Rav Od Yosef Beni Choy." Page 113 in the pagination here. El Chav Yerem Uter Mavus. That's the only academic word I taught the students in my yeshiva. Pagination. Anyway, so you have here Yaakov and Yisrael, one following upon the heels of the other. Why? A bit later, Menvav, Vayisa Yisrael b'chal ha'shalom, Vayizbach zvochim, Vayomer Elokim Yisrael b'mos ha'layla, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. And then again, the name Yaakov, as you can see, and a bit later in Pasuk Ches, Ve'el Shmos b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yitzvayma, Yaakov Avono. So it seems to have been using the Yaakov Yisrael interchangeably. And that, of course, is a source of bewilderment, befuddlement. It's very, very difficult to ferret out, how shall I put it, a consistent, wholesome approach to this matter. I'm going to share with you a number of theories, but as Rasul used to say, the answer to the cloud is in the stalking cloud. The only rule is that there is no rule. And there's so many exceptions to the rule, so then you don't know. Mati Moshe rules it. So I just continue at the beginning of my speech.
Yeah. I'm telling you that there's no rule, or that there's presumably a rule that
there's clearly a rule, but the rule has exceptions, and we have to try on it to explain the exceptions. Or we have to accept the fact that more or less the rule is relatively, I wouldn't call it ironclad, but the rule is pretty sound, pretty foundational, but there are exceptions to the rule. I prefer that approach. The beginning of Ayachi, I'm sorry?
It's a default.
I don't like to use that term because I don't think that's, I think we show it here, propound all kinds of theories. We show them. It's not Avishai David. And what we show and propound is clearly based on their unbelievable insight, which is what others call, Salvezi said this. He pointed out that Rashi had Ruach HaKiddush of Chochmah. That's found in Rishayim, that's not his Kiddush. The Ritva had Ruach HaKiddush of Chochmah. The Rishayim and Chumash had Ruach HaKiddush of Chochmah. Trust me, I cannot write one Rashi. I'll tell you a Kol Chayai. And Rashi wrote an entire Tanakh, an entire Shas. It was unquestionably found in Ruach HaKiddush, Ein Shum Safek, but it's called Ruach HaKiddush of Chochmah. That's the language that Rishayim used. That's the Bitu. He has a whole tshuva about this. I'm going to Yisrael Glibus, the base of it, at the time of the Bracha. I grew up with it as a young child. I was mishamish him a little bit, trying to be. He was a Hungarian, lost his whole family in the Holocaust, and then came to America, and Baruch Hashem was able to remarry. He's in the Halberstein Mishpacha, and Baba Mishpacha, his children, etc. Going out there, Mechaber, many, many shooting. And he has, it's good to read his Hakdomas, the old Mishram, he talks about what happened today to the Holocaust. Anyway, he has a long tube about this. A Boki Otsum, a typical Gaushe with the unbelievable Bakirs. He speaks about Ruach HaKadosh Shechof, by one of his children. Something I just beginning by Yechi. By Yechi Yaakov, Yeretz Mitzrayim, Shvayis Veshana, again, by Yechi, by Yaakov, Shnei Chayim, tells you his longevity, and then next passage, by Yechi, by Yisrael Lomos. So here again, we see the switch that takes place. Even in Bamidbar, I'm just now going to cite a few psukim here and there. Bamidbar Perachot Gimel, I'm speaking about the context of Bilam. Also, Bilam in his Nevuah, in Perek Chav Gimel, in the Sefer Bamidbar. Here also, you'll notice, again, let's read starting from Pasuk Zayin. By Yisrael Mishalom, by Yomar Min Aram, Yachini Balog Melech Moab Mahar, Ken Bechor Ali Yaakov, Ulchazo Amal Yisrael. Constant switching back and forth between, and a bit later, Mimono Afar Yaakov, Umispar Etz Robak Yisrael. Pasuk Yud. Again, the same, back and forth. And a bit later, Chav Gimel, Chav Gimel, Lo Yibit Ovin B'Yaakov, Lora Amol be Israel. And a bit later, Chavdali, hey, Kilo Nachash be Yaakov, Lo Kesim be Israel. And then Chavdali Yudzai, Matobu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osev at Israel. And then, Erenu Lo Ata, Shemenu Lo Korav, Darach Kochom be Yaakov, Kom Shebe be Israel. I'll just give you a few examples of the many that, so the question is, what's the nature of this? So let's start with my Remy. I have to begin with him. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. So he, the Rav, suggested a number of times that the struggle between Yosef and his brothers that actually comes, of course, to the dramatic pinnacle, to its acme, in Vayigash, the way the Medrash, what a Medrash. Beginning of the Medrash, Rav and Vayigash, it's kedai to look at that Medrash. The Medrash actually clearly indicates the struggle is over Malchus. Who's going to become ultimately the Melech in Klal Yisrael? I'll read part of the Medrash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer Bi'Adoni Yedaber No Avnech Adaber Bi'Osnei Adoni. We have a struggle of two titans. That's how the Medrash describes. Each one essentially was ready to take down. One was ready to take down Mitzrayim. The other one would have taken down the rest of the world. So the Medrash says, Kini Amlochim No Yadu Obu Yachto. This is one of the Yeshiva Shayom. We say it on an ongoing basis. And the Medrash derives from that pasuk the struggle that's taking place here. Kinei Amalochim Noadu Avru Yachdom. Kinei Amalochim Ze Yehuda B'Yosef. Avru Yachdom Ze Nismali Ever Al Ze Ze Nismali Ever Al Ze. Each one demonstrated tremendous anger. Hema Ro Keitamo Elo Ashvotim. The Shvotim are onlookers. They're bystanders. Avru Melochim Medayin Melu Melu Onu Ma'ich Paslanu. What is our role? There are two titans struggling that are clashing in a major world kind of clash, and they're on the sidelines. I'm not being the entire Medrash, a lengthy, lengthy Medrash describing the struggle for Malchus. And we know that this Ma'avak, this struggle began already in the dreams of Yosef, Kayadua. Yosef dreams about Malchus, Yosef dreams of Sarara, and the Pashoni HaMikra understood that even the Ksonis Pasim that was given by Yaakov to Yosef was the intention of Yaakov Avino to essentially to coronate Yosef as the Melech. And the brothers clearly did not agree. They felt that Yehuda was the one who was worthy of that mantle of leadership and not Yosef. But the Hashgacha decided, as the Torah describes exactly, I think it's in Perek Mantes, in Bereshis, if I'm not mistaken, there also you can see again the many more examples of what I was referring to. But there, the Torah tells us, Lo Yosef Shevet Mi'Yehuda, Pasuk Yud, Mentes Pasuk Yud, U'mechokei Ben Raglav, Ati Yavav Shiva, V'lo Yikasamim. So clearly he's the one who became, ultimately, the Melech. Malchus emanates from Yehuda, not from Yosef, and we know, Mashiach Ben Dovid, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben Yosef is of a temporary nature, and Yosef himself, his Malchus was short-lived, was only, as I mentioned, transient, and that's what the pasuk says. Here in Memhei, earlier, Pesukim, David, all the way through Tes, Vayom Yosef Alechav Yishud Na'ilai Vayigoshu, Vayom Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Asi Mitzroimo, V'yato Al Teotsu, V'yicha V'yinechem Ki Mechartem Asi Heina, Ki Lemich Yosh Tochani Elokim B'Tzeitem. My role is simply of a very short-lived, transient kind of nature. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. He is the forerunner of the ultimate Melech, of the Melech HaMashiach, the Emes of Yehuda. It was all preordained from on high. By Simeni of the Paro, Uladon the Chobeso, Moshe the Chalaris Mitzrayim, Ma'alu Ba'alu Elavi, Ba'amartim Elav, Ko'amad Bichol Yosef, Samani Elokim, Ba'adon the Chol Mitzrayim. That's his role, a very temporary kind of role. So Yosef is a kind of Hodas Baldin. Yosef acknowledges, acquiesces, that Malchus is in the hands of not Yosef. His Malchus is Lashaw, is of a temporary nature. Odon, Moshe, the power of Mitzrayim. And that's the extent of it. So my Rebbe thought that this struggle is the struggle of from Malchus. It's not his Kiddush, it's found in Rishayim across the board. Not only in Mebish, it's in Rishayim, say it very clearly. Now I heard from a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, also my Rebbe, I'm going to Hatzidol Kanatapsky Zatzal. So he suggested the following, that the Shem Yisrael, in light of what Rav Soloveitchik said, the Shem Yisrael represents Srora and Malchus. It's embedded in the Shem Yisrael. It's not his Kiddush. It's found in the Ababinel and others as well make the suggestion. And the Shem Yaakov refers to Golos. This is a very favorite commentary among the Mefarshim. And therefore,
said about Malchus, he doesn't use the term Gula, but that's the Malchus.
Gula is also the term which is utilized. No question about it, but trying to say it's correct. But because of that, my Rebbe said, Kanatapsky, that when Yaakov speaks about Yosef in the Torah, what name is used? When Yaakov talks about Yosef, but to Yosef, the name Yisrael is used. This is his theory. Now, of course, as we'll see in a moment, there are exceptions to this rule as well. That's the only, shall we say, fly in the ointment, a thorn on the side. But generally speaking, it happens to be true. For example, in Perek Lamed Hei, a Pasuk Yates, the Torah describes the death of Rachel. By Thomas Rachel, by Tikover B'derech Efrasa, he beis lochem. By Yatzev Yaakov Matzev Al Kurasa, he Matzev Es Kuras Rachel Ayom. And right after that, by Yisrael Yisrael, by Yedolo, by Olo, by Big Balader, by he Bishkon Yisrael Barasa, I read it a moment ago. By Yerach Rubin, by Yishkab Es Bila Bilag Hashomim, by Yishma Yisrael, by Yubin Yaakov Shtim Basar. So it seems that the two names are used interchangeably. So very suggested, on the contrary. Why is the name Yisrael accentuated over here? Because the death of Rachel. Who is Rachel? Ima Shem Malchus. She is the mother, the forerunner of Malchus of kingship. So it comes out that Yaakov and Yosef and Chumash essentially portray are the quintessence of these two concepts of Sarah and Malchus and Geula, as Rabbi Farber said, Lu'umat Golos V'Yerida, that's embedded in the Shem Yaakov. And that's why, in the context of Yosef, when we speak about him or anything related to him, the Torah uses the Shem Yisrael. But as I mentioned, one of the most obvious Yosef ben HaKlal is the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Perek Memches, Sukkim Aleph Beis V'Gimel. Torah there says, Vayehi, Achrei Advarim Ha'ele, Vayomer LeYosef Hinei Avich LeChovel. Vayikach Shnei Bonav Imo, Es Menashe Ves Ephraim. Vayageid LeYaakov. Vayomer Hinei Bincha Yosef Bo Elecha. Vayitzchazek Yisrael. Vayeshev Al Amito. Vayomer Yaakov Al Yosef. Kel Shakai Noe Lai Bluz Ve'eret Kinnan. So in the moment that they report to Yosef that his father is a cholem, so then right away he comes with his two children, Biku Cholem, and when Yaakov, I hear the Yaakov that Yosef is arriving by Yitzchazek Yisrael, by Yisrael Amita. Why the change? Because Yosef is coming on the scene. So essentially, the change that takes place from Yaakov to Yisrael only strengthens the thesis that in the context of Yosef, the Torah uses the name Yisrael. And suddenly, by Yom Yaakov Yosef, Kel Shakai, Nirelai Luz, Me'eretz Kanaan, by Baruch Hasi. What's the nature of that change? So my Rebbe said, the reason for the change is because Yaakov, in the less brave of, was compelled to acknowledge and admit that even though I so much wanted to give you Malchus, that you should be the one who will be the Melech, and that will be Malchus will be essentially invested in you, the Dori Doros, but Yaakov realized that it's not going to be. And therefore, at that point in time, the Torah switches the name from Yisrael to Yaakov. Okay, I'm just sharing with you many theories of my Rabbeim even in the context of the Bechora, that this is a Perek Mempes, Tzukim Hei and Vav. The Yato Shnei Manecha Nolodim Lecham Eretz Mitzvayim, Adboi Alecha Mitzvayim, Alehem Ephraim and Menashe, Kirubim Shem and Yirli. Umolad Zechor Asher Olam Tachamem Lecho Yiyu, Al Shem Achayim Yikro Benachalosa. So the Ramban writes over here, if I'm not mistaken, that Yoshi was Bechor Benachal. That was his role. But again, going back to what I mentioned a moment ago, you can find this to a large extent in the Ababadel. There's a very choshev Talmud Chacham here, Rabbi Pinchas Kasnet, who I've become very friendly with. He joined the shul a while ago. He's writing on the Ababadel a lot. Right now he's translating the Ababadel's Zema Pesach and Agada. In my house, every Pesach night, that's the Sefer that my father Hashem learned, Zema Pesach, from cover to cover. The whole Sefer is Zvei Didin. It's a brisket Sefer. Namely, all the different elements of the Haggadah. We're talking about matzah versus morah. Let's just put it in a very simple terminology. The dialectical tension between matzah and morah, between geula and shiabud, that's the entire parish of the Ababinel, the Haggadah. We learned it probably in the course of all the years when I grew up, starting from maybe I was 4 or 5 years old. I would imagine to say between 10 and 15 times. Went through the entire Sefer in the course of Pesach. An absolutely fantastic Sefer. He's translated, he also translated other parts of Ababinel Chumash. He's working on that. So, more or less, this is the thesis of the Ababinel. Malchut belongs to Yehuda and to his sign. And if that's the case, we could also understand the beginning. If you remember the pasuk over there, gracious, I think it said Memtes, beginning of Perek Memtes, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the brachas, he called to Bishimo b'nei Yaakov, Bishimo Yisrael Abichem. Why the change over here? B'shimu Yisrael Abichem, because now he's openly declaring that the mouth is being given to Yehuda. Okay, I'm just, each time I'm just presenting you with explanation. I think a lot of this is not so glatt, b'mchila, to all my esteemed and sounding rabbi. But I'm just sharing with you what their thinking was. Now, one of the famous questions, and this is what I saw, he said a famous shiur in Yiddish, an outstanding shiur, does not need my askama, does need my imprimatur. Why is it that Yehuda was able to Malchus and not Yosef? It would seem to be Pufaker. The Chorah, logic demands, Yosef had tzaddik. He was not Nichshel b'nisoyom with Eshet Potiphera. He did not avenge the sale that his brothers did on him. Yehuda is terribly involved in the Mechira of his brother, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the first parak, and the Psukim. Ma betza ki naru gezachino, ma yom yudha lecha. Ma betza, kol avatzea benach, niyitz Hashem. Luchu minim kwen ala Yishmaelim, yadein al tibo ki achin besoeinu, ma yishmu echa. Zerat gerat, mas yudha di ham gezok. They heard what he said to them. And because of that, Rashi quotes, ba yom yudha meisach, al parigu migdulasa. The gedula that he was destined for was now underwent a diminution. So there are two answers generally to the question why he was Zeicher and he wasn't Zeicher. The obvious answer, which is I call the Balabatish answer, is probably the correct answer. Kach gozar ribono shel olam. It was exerted from on high. And whatever logic we're going to bring to bear on the subject, no, human logic, frailty, thy name is human, said the bard. Didn't exactly say that, I changed the nusach. Bekitzer, that's one approach. Kedar Koshel, Maran Harav Zatzal, he's got a different approach. His approach is based on Rambam and Shmuel Prokin. Rambam writes in Shmuel Prokin, typologically, Rambam there describes two types of personalities, two tipusim, two genre of human beings. The one is he called Hechosin Amaule, the ideal chosin, this ideal personality that he's only in one direction, tzara tov, he's kulo tov, all gutzkeit from beginning to end, mole chesed, mole begodish, sterling midos. The second the Rambam calls, meishel benafshay, someone who is a gibor, shem meishel benafshay, namely, loshan amman, shem misabe el apulo isaros. His netiya is not in the right direction. We have a psychiatrist. He'll be able to define it more. So Yosef said the Lord, he's the chosin abu'ula. Rashi quotes it. Rashi, I believe in Shmos, the beginning of Shmos. The Yosef Hoyim Mitzrayim, who Yosef Mitzikuso Mitzkelasa Yatsoifo. Not for a moment did Yosef deviate from the path. Yehuda, wow, ups and downs. But he's the Gibor Seras Alavichik, Hamashim and Absham. So then Rasalechi went on and read Rambam's in Hilchos Melachim. What exactly the ideal Melech should be? What is a Melech all about? What is a Manig all about? And the answer is a Manig is someone who has to be able to interact with human beings, with all types of people. He has to understand the vicissitudes of the average, as my father used to say, Joe Blow from Idaho. That's the Lashon of my father. He had all these, only Rabbi Weiss would know these expressions. Maybe even he doesn't know them. So, someone who actually, someone who understands what the average Ruben Shimon B'Levi undergoes on a daily basis. And the Rambam writes over there about Melochim, and Hilchos Melochim, how all these actions have been Shem Shabayim, and Mitiyah, Magam Maso, Machshavtoi, Lahorim Dasa Emes, I don't even call the exact Lashon Rambam, but something along those lines. And the Rambam says that he wants to be Mamali the entire world, with Tzedek, and he wants to Lishbo Zera HaRishoyim, to literally break the Zera HaRishoyim, Lilochim, Lachamas Hashem. And I think he writes, that's what the Rambam is called, Hilchos Melachos, Hilchos Melachim, U Melachos Hashem. And then the Rambam defines it right over there, Hilchos Melachim. He tells you, what's the function of a Melech? He tells you, essentially, a Mamlich Melech Chilo Ela, Lassis Mishpon Melachos. That's Lashon Rambam over there, Hilchos Melachim. So, Yaakov Avinu wants to give Malchus to Yosef. And as I mentioned, we have here, clearly, a struggle between Yosef and his brothers. They see Yehuda as being the one who should be in that position. And the Pasha and Bereshit is here earlier in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayom Yisrael al Yosef. Haloi achecha roi b'shtem, l'chom yeshtolachacho aleim, vayom alo hineni. So Rashi says, hineni, l'shtem anobos rizos. He was mizdaris the mitzvah sovi. And even though Rashi says he knew his brothers did not exactly like him, they weren't enamored of him. So this word, hineni, right away conjures up another hineni by Moshe Rabbeinu in the concept of the snare. Vayar Hashem kiso liros. Vayikra elokop elokit itach asem. Vayem Hashem Hashem. Vayem hineni. Zog chazal hineni lemalchus. So the term hineni already has in it that element of I'm ready to be the melech, I'm ready to serve. Is a ischaibus to malchus and manhigus. So Yaakov had in mind when he said to Yosef, Lech narei b'shlem achecha, v'yom lo hineini, namely, hineini the malchus. But Shem, as we know, is a mokav mukhan the Quranus, as Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, Shom tilku l'ashvatim, Shom inu es dina, Shom nechukam malchus bezdovid, Rashi quotes all this, v'rachavah, v'yich v'chavim shchema, and the Rashbam, if I'm not mistaken, the Rashbam in that passage, I don't have it here, but the Rashbam translates, Halo achecha roi mishem, b'mokom sakona, shahor v'anshi amokom, I think he quotes from Rabbi Yisrael Kro, the Rashbam was a Pashtun, over there he quotes that passage, and he says, the Rashbam, lech narei eshon achecha v'shon asur v'ashimei nidova v'shachem v'eim v'chevra v'ayob o'shechema, and those essentially, you have to know your brothers, you have to recognize them, because you're heading for Malchus, and you have to understand the lay of the land. So that's the struggle that takes place here between Yosef and his brothers, obviously Yaakov and the children of Yaakov Avinu, who saw things one way, he saw things another way. And we know what the pasuk says, they were very concerned about the taras ha-mishpacha of Yaakov Avinu. However, you understand that taina, which is, we understand that taina, those of us who live in the Middle East. But anyway, the promise to Avraham Avinu, which is found earlier in Bereshis, in Berak Yitzayim, the phrase also in Yitzayim, the Moy Meri, the Satich of the Goy, the Molochim, and Chay Yitzayim. So from Yaakov's standpoint, they say with the Yehud and the Malchus. But the Hashkocha had something else in mind, and the Hashkocha decided that his Malchus is the Shoah, and not a Malchus on itself. Now, so regarding the names of Yaakov and Yisrael, so the Gemara says, Maseches Brachos, it's like my clock. I don't know what to do. We have to somehow overcome the clock. So the Gemara has, I mentioned at the very beginning of the Shia, that Lo Yikore Shimcha Od Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yeshavecha. Says the Lashon Gemara, wrote it down. Lo She Yaakov Yehakim Imkomo Eli Yisrael Yikor Yaakov Tofelo. So both names are going to be utilized throughout Tanakh. One is the Yikor, one is the Tofel. And Rashi says, Lashon Rashi, Lo She Yaakov Yaakov Imkomo Shari Matzino Shekroa Kodesh Bohu Yaakov Achazos. Right after Hashem still uses the name of Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, Beritato Mitzrayim, Shenema Bayom Elokim Yisrael, Bayom Yaakov Yaakov, Bayom Hineni. So, as I mentioned earlier, that with reference to the name Avram, there's an Issa to utilize the name Avram. The name now is Avraham, Avram going to Saticha, but Kaneveh, Yaakov and Yisrael, there are Kemosha Amin Vivrita Moderde. Kol mine zigzagim, aliyot u'maradot, kol hazman. Sometimes it's Israel, sometimes it's Yaakov, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. And you take a look at all the parashas here, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi, these names are used interchangeably, many, many times. But as I indicated, it's clear to me that there is a k'nei midah. There is a criteria, which I think is a significant and very important criteria. Namely, I think what my Rebbe suggested has in it some very valid significance. When we're talking about Yosef, we're talking to Yosef, the Torah utilizes specifically the name Yisrael. That seems to be a theory which has in it a lot of emes. Because Yaakov's intention is to use an altar to Yosef. That's what Yaakov wants to do. And where it does not come to fruition, where it's not realized, where it's not mitmamesh, because Ashkoch Hashem sees otherwise, then of course the name is then Yaakov and not Yisrael. So basically the name Yaakov Yisrael, it's like a kind of seesaw. I don't know if you remember that seesaw. They still have such things. I know they have this kind of seesaw in Eretz Yisrael.
Airport.
Okay. Well, I used to be on the seesaw, and my two brothers were on top, and I was on the bottom, and I remained on the bottom, and they remained on top for an extended period of time. I thought that was my, I know, when I was a little kid. Anyway, so, but sometimes Yaakov is Gober, sometimes Yisrael is Gober, but unquestionably, there's no doubt, La'osim Lavo. So the Navi tells us, in Yishayo, what Perek is that? Perek Mem, blessed be Perek Mem, Vahoya, Pe'okov, Menisho. And Rashi himself in Chumash already alludes to that. Lo Yaakov Yomeo Chimpa. No longer will be said that the brothers came to Be'ikva B'Remia, that they came to through deceit, through duplicity, but rather it's going to be a Bechin of Yashar Kel. That's how the Abavanel translates the term Yisrael. Yashar Kel, Glat. V'Hoya Ha'okov L'Mishra. That's the ultimate Avtocha. Kol Kori B'Midbar, the Navi says over there, Panud Derech Hashem, Yashu Ba'arov Ha'Mesidu L'Lokenu, of course, the Navi says, God Hashem, I had another chevek, but I cannot go beyond my zman. So maybe just at the last 2-3 minutes, I'll say the following. I recently met a very chashuv Sfaradic Dayan here in this neighborhood, very chashuv Talmid Chacham, and he started telling me about what's happening in the reality of this government. Kilu, I don't know. I have some awareness, but he is holding. He's holding. Beruchel Bichak Tana. So I received, I think I mentioned to you, Rav Shimon, I received the whole shtikl Torah from him in the middle of the street, just as we were talking the other night. And he gave me Agatz Shikol Torah, Gerutz, Kashrus, and Reform, and Shech Peso, Tachrat Zibrit, and Shabbos. It went on for 1 hour. His father should die. So he asked me, doesn't the present government understand what Reform Jewry is all about? So I said, no, they don't. How would they understand what Reform Jewry is all about? What would they know about it? They're Israelis, more or less, living here. The Reform began in Germany. First, they were Mishana Nusach HaTfilah, Al Salvation's favorite joke. I don't think it's his joke. They took out one Yikum Purkan, then the second one. Vayika, Vayimach is called Yikum, Mashiach Pnei Adam. That's the famous vault. First was one Yikum and the Tzvei Yikum, till it was completely eliminated. And after the Shinuim that they made in Davening, they took out Tzion B'Yerushalayim. I told him to his father, Shadayan, he was not familiar with all this history. He was never heard of Mendelssohn, who translated the Bible, the Tanakh, into German. And we don't need Yerushalayim because Berlin, so Yerushalayim Shalom. Why do I need Yerushalayim Yerakadish? And after Berlin, then it continued. And ultimately they came to America and they became wonderful American citizens. I don't know if they were ever in England. I suspect not. Or not to the same extent that they were able to establish a beachhead, a foothold in America. I don't think so, from what I know. And today in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, they also want to, but Simon Kabel Khan Visa Grego. And they want Leishtalet al Kotel, Vol Kamen Edvarim. And I explained to him that even though I'm not as Kanai as he is, boy, he's wow, wow, wow. Mashu, mashu. Madim. Kanaut. Machmesh Tamay. All the way to Huan. But if the matzah is going to Rahman al-Litzan deteriorate further here, Rahman al-Litzan. So I compared it, I told his father Shadayan to the, even the base Chashmanoi. Look what happened to the Chashmanoi. The Gemara said, the Yechid can go, Shemesh b'kun of Dele, Shemayim Shana, but we're saying, now it's Stuki. Pelo Otsa, Yechid can go. And the Gemara brachis. And then they killed the Chachmi Yisrael. And then they started fighting among themselves. We're talking about Hurkinus and Aristobulus. They were from the Beis Hashmonai. There was, unfortunately, the Gemara and Seita, the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes, describes actually the end of Masechta Seita, describes this internecine struggles that took place. At the end, they brought the Romans on Klal Yisrael because they wanted the Romans to be Machria. They should make the decision. They should be the ones who will ultimately decide our fate. And ultimately, the Romans captured Yerushalayim. We're talking about even before the Churban, Rashi quotes in Shashir and Perigbob. I'm not mistaken, he quotes this as well. And then Urdas, the end of the Beis Hashmonai, kills all the Beis Hashmonai, the Gemara Bal Basra. The very beginning to Chazal say, Kol mi she'oma Beis Hashmonai ano, avdo ano. Whoever claims to come from the house of Hashmonai is an Eved, because there was not even a Zecher of the Beis Hashmonai. With the exception of that Eved, it's a Tzom, that also the Gemara Kedushin there described they were Avodim Kamaisai. So Urdas is from those that the Hashmonai brought into Am Yisrael. And we were guiding them by Korchum and look at the results. So we have to somehow try to find a way to not to go in the Shita, the Tzdukim, but the Siyabni. We have to go with Dagon Shabbos Chashmanoi, Tzadikim, who are mostly Nafshem, Akilish Hashem. And they only search for the MS. And the Rashi, I believe, says Rashi Dvorim quotes it. Yes, the famous Rashi in Maravay, this is called Rashi Dvorim. The Rashi says, how many Chashmanoi were there? Shnei Mosarish, Sheyotu Vilochin Neged, Kol Tzvayavan. They took on the entire Syrian Greek army. And Sayaban, they had elephants and all kinds of other weaponry and armaments that they utilized. But the Ben Shalom is looking for not someone, Shechazak Ba'olam Hazeh, Mishechazak Be'emet. And Chazak Be'emet is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to do to be shown with the Ol Yavan, to be tied to the Sabidosh at the end of this little drosha that I gave to the Shal Shadayim. Kol Arad, Atai, Iti? Where exactly are you? You could understand this nuanced kind of response and approach. He wrote so that the Kafi Erech Yaakov should Yavar Tikuno, the Meir Yameinu, the Or Sholem of Yaakov Avinu should emerge, the Torah Shlema should come back to Eretz Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael should come back to Torah Mitzvahs, no Chilonim, no conservatives, no reform, only Shema Torah Mitzvahs, Sheyvon Mizamidosh.
Thank you.